In 1924, Wright and Guild in England began experiments to map the characteristics of the human eye. They viewed projected colours in a 2-degree visual field, which is about the same as the size of a small coin held at arm's length. They were able to manipulate three light sources of monochromatic or single wavelength light to achieve matches of these primary colours to any test colour. The experiments resulted in a map of how much of each primary colour was required to produce a match to a test colour. The maps could be transformed to any set of three primaries, and in particular, they could be transformed to a set of imaginary primaries that had the special property that they could match any colour without the recourse to negative amounts of a primary. These colour matching functions are shown in the graph on your screen. The colour matching functions are based on the vision characteristics of those in the Wright and Guild experiments. At the time, the common or standard observer was identified as male, normally sighted, and less than 65 years old. This despite the fact that women have far less colour deficiency in their eyesight. This led to the calculation of the tri-stimulus values X, Y and Z, which were adopted by the CIE in 1931 and factored to correspond to the illuminant and the standard observer, as shown in the graph on your screen.